This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Looks like about 7 and a half of the hour. Friday, the 23rd of February. Guess what happens a week from today? Guess where we'll be? We won't be in February next week at this time. Owee! All right, well, we can celebrate that at the time. Celebrating the return of the errant Jennifer Horn to the DJV show in this hour with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. We'll get Jennifer's story about her trip after Victoria gives us an update on what some of the trending items are as we begin this hour of the Friday program. Hello, Jennifer. Hello, Victoria. Hello, Kara.
Hello. Hi. Well, we've got some Olympic stuff still trending. Last night was the ladies' individual skating event. Not a great night for the Americans. We did not place within anywhere near a podium. The two Russians battled it out. But Mirai Nagasu, who was the girl who landed the triple axel, I think she's only the third woman to ever land it? Or the first? She set a record with it.
Yeah, the third in Olympic history, the first American.
Okay, so she said that even though she didn't land it during her individual event, she did do it during the team event, so they got a bronze, and she was very proud of that. And she actually said something that not a lot of Olympians say. She said her performance last night was her audition for Dancing with the Stars. So let's see where that goes.
That's so gross. Come on, really?
Right? You're an Olympian, and you don't need to audition for Dancing with the Stars.
That was serious. She was serious about that, right?
I don't know. You can't tell. It's, you know, print. I didn't see the interview, so I don't know if there was a wink and a nod in there. If she and Adam Rippon, who are there, that's her roommate, if they want to do it together, who knows. But I thought that was an odd comment. Either way, I'm with Jen. And to keep it light, because we want to hear about Jen's vacation, we'll skip all the other negative trending items. Let's call
Well,
that.
There are a lot of negative things. I noticed that when I was going through some of the items today. With the Olympics, those who have complained about NBC and its coverage of the Winter Olympics,
terrible.
They have still, with the bad coverage, an average of 21.9 million primetime viewers since the Olympics began. The average, the last time there was a Winter Olympic game series, was in 2014, was 23.7 million. And they say it's because of the change in platforms, the way people watch, the way people get their information.
How about it's because people have jobs and they can't stay up until 3 in the morning watching skating? The time schedules are all completely off. Like, nothing starts until I have sat up way too many nights waiting for the main event to start, and it's like 10:30, 11 o'clock, and they haven't even gotten to it yet. They just keep teasing it.
But NBC doesn't have any control about when the Olympic events actually are.
They control when they air them. The next night, they re-air all of the highlights and stuff, so...
But I feel like they don't want to do that because then there's a lot of spoiler alerts and people are not tuning in because they already know what happened, or I don't know. I think the time shifting is a problem, but I think there's just a lack of interest this year. I know in Los Angeles, while I was gone, one of the headlines was that they interrupted the Olympic coverage to show a car chase. So...
That's pretty
put
typical
that in perspective.
For Los Angeles. Yeah, that's pretty typical. The Today Show has done better in the ratings. That's an NBC product during the games because they've had a lot of components in the NBC household there on the Today Show following the Olympics. So far, the thing that today, anyway, interests me is who Shani Davis is and what her approach is. What do we know? I saw a headline, and I'm trying to read into what this is. She came in 19th.
Well, Shani Davis is a guy, first of all.
Oh, okay. Well, did I make that mistake before? I didn't make that mistake before on Shani Davis.
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Yeah. All right. So what's his story, Kara?
I don't know that much about him except he's a speed skater. He was the one who, it was a toss-up between him and I think a skier to walk into the opening ceremony with the flag, and
he wasn't picked, so he decided
not to go to the opening ceremony. I haven't gotten to catch any speed skating this Olympics, so I haven't seen anything that he's been able to do yet.
The controversy, he apparently in Turin created a hubbub over not getting picked for the team pursuit there. He was very outspoken about the team for a lack of support for him.
Sounds like a big whiner to me.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, it looks to me like he's a big wah wah wah. Why not me? You said something that was interesting. I thought also you said a number of things that were interesting. But Victoria, you started to say ladies, and then you went to women. So why did you stop? What was there about some politically correct thought that went through your mind?
No, that's just what it's called. That's just what the event's called. No, it's women. Ladies. It's called ladies. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in your mind or any of our minds is the difference between women, the term women, and the term ladies, or the term girls? Girls refers to younger, I suppose. But is there a difference between how you refer to women and ladies? Is that nitpicking?
I have a feeling it's because, I don't know if it's because it's, you know, women you think of as being over 18 maybe, and girls is under, and ladies is maybe more all-encompassing, and so there are figure skaters who are 15, 16 years old, and so I think they probably just say it to cover all of them. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I don't either. I just wonder, and I wasn't even really worried about the Olympics. I just wondered about with you, the three of you, you want to be referred to as women, as ladies, as girls, because I refer to you in all of those ways, and because, again, we have found ourselves in this era of political correctness, and if you don't say the right thing, somebody's going to take a shot at you. I refer to, often, the girls, and then Jennifer will refer to her two prominent protruding items as girls, so...
Oh, wow.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I know, right? Welcome back, Jen.
Well, that's true, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not offended. You can call me a woman, a lady, or a girl. Just don't call me ma'am yet.
Or prominent, protruding, whatever we were just referred to as.
Well, but that is how you refer to them, right, Jennifer?
You're talking about my chest, not protruding, whatever. What did you say?
I don't know, but it didn't sound good.
That sounds like a terrible condition.
Yeah.
Like they're a fungus or something.
Sometimes I don't think I know what to say, frankly, because I don't want to say the wrong thing. I don't really, you know, we've teased over the years about
that. Well, that's
usually
how it is when you're
very
talking
awkward
about people's private
days.
Parts.
Well, but if you refer to them as girls, are they private part? They are private because you cover them, but other than that, as I can't refer to them that way, it's kind of like the N-word. Black people can refer to themselves using the N-word. You can refer to your own stuff, but I can't or shouldn't. It's out of bounds.
Sort of. Yeah, kind of like that.
Okay. All right, I just want to make
but
sure
I mean,
I'm not...
you can. It's all right. We've known each other.
No, I don't want to do that. I don't
want
to...
You can talk about my chest, Doug, if you really want to. Go ahead.
Awkward.
I think I'll pass, but thanks. Anyway, it's 15 past the hour. Jennifer Horn, back from Hawaii. We'll hear about her trip after this.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. For information on Sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886. 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing, drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
snowball fight!
Winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal, use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 17 after the hour, DJV show. Jennifer's been gone for a week. You went to Hawaii. Is there a highlight of this trip? Did you get married? And we're not going to be invited.
Did I get married? No, I did not get married. I would have told you if I was going to get married.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it could have been like Victoria. She told us she was getting married, but she didn't invite any of us.
Oh, boy. No, I just had a great, we had a great family trip. Had my cousins go and my parents and Jeff, and we just had a really nice time. It was very low drama. I totally disconnected. I tried to pay as little attention to the news as I could. Mm-hmm. And it was whale season. It was, sadly, I think I picked the most popular week to go to Hawaii, and I didn't realize I was doing it, but I was trying to arrange it around President's Day, and then we had Valentine's Day in the mix, and it's also a time in Hawaii called whale soup. And that means that a lot of the whales are making their way from Hawaii, and then they're going to start their voyage up to Alaska, and they do this big trek. And it was unbelievable. From my balcony at the Sheraton Maui, you could hear the whales. You could see them. They were breaching out there. There was one morning when I was getting ready, and I heard this big pow, 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 pow. And I looked, and there was a whale just right outside the room, basically slapping his tail on the water, making this incredible sound. And one of the days, even though I get very seasick, I fought that, and we did a sunrise whale watching cruise, which was really cool. Lots of water spouts, and we saw a baby whale, which is the size of a pickup truck, I learned.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's a big baby.
That's a big baby. And so it was just, it was neat. We did some hiking. I had a couple of massages and laid out and it went to the winery on Maui, which was fun. So it was just, it was great. We had a really, really nice, relaxing time, and I want to go back. And we heard your program, by the way, that was the very first morning. Not your program, our program, but I wasn't there. I woke up and I was coming out of the shower and I heard the voice of Doug Steph and I went, wait a second, did you follow me here, Dougie? And Jeff was sitting out on the balcony listening to the DJV show off of a local station in Hawaii. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, that was nice of him.
Yeah. So that was fun. And then the first day I was getting a massage was from a woman at the Black Rock Spa at the Sheraton. And she was talking to me about what I did. And so I was talking to her about talk radio. And she was a talk radio junkie. And she's also very liberal. We found we didn't agree much to anything politically. But she was talking about how much she loves to listen to conservative talk radio, including Mr. What's-His-Name in the morning. And I said, who? And she goes, I won't say his name. And then she said, Rush Limbaugh. But she said, I like to listen to the other side to hear what they're thinking because my family's conservative and this kind of stuff. And I said, well, who's your favorite talk radio host? And she said, my favorite show is a show called The Money Pit.
Oh, that's
funny. And I said, with Tom Kreidler? And she said, yes, I've been on his program. I've recorded a message for him before.
So she's a super fan.
Yeah, she loves the Money Pit. It was very funny.
All right. Yeah, that's good. We always finding that there are actually two stations in Hawaii because there are four islands, and the station, there's one, the one you're talking about that Jeff was listening to covers all of the islands.
But 99, it was something around
there. Yeah, there's another station in Hawaii, on one of the other islands, I think it's on Kona, that carries the program as well. So good. You sound like a wonderful time was had by all with that story. Good. Thank you for telling us that. Bringing us up to speed, up to date, if you will, at 21 after the hour. This is the DJV show.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Now 23 and change at the hour on the DJB show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Doug. Jennifer is here to bring us up to date on things that we can watch tonight, maybe including
talk about what you watched yesterday first.
What I watched yesterday, I didn't watch any. Well, actually, I did watch. There's a series of shows called Crackle or some network called Crackle. Any of you familiar with that?
It's about the Ariel.
It's say again, Jen.
It's about Serial, the Crackle Network.
No.
Wait, what was it?
The Crackle.
Zach, Crackle, and Pop. There we go.
There is a Crackle
and there is a Pop Network. I don't think there's a Snap Network. There really is, yeah. Not related.
So, what's the derivation of the Crackle Network? I'm asking
no
because
idea.
I watched three shows from it on the plane last night coming back out here, and I had never really heard of Crackle before, but apparently they're a choice like Netflix and Hulu and a bunch of others. They have, it's mostly kind of weird, well, not weird, but it's action. They call it action. A lot of shoot 'em ups and drug stuff. Can't come.
Your kind of network.
It's some new. Yeah, right. Come up with something new. There. Just the stories are always the same, it would seem, these days. Mm. All right. No, nobody knows
all
about
right.
the Crackle Network.
Don't know.
No.
Obviously, we're not endorsing it on this show.
I know. I have watched Pop, though, a few times. Okay, Olympics to the 2018 primetime bobsled, speed skating, snowboarding, and alpine event is tonight. Alpine skiing, mixed team plus men's snowboard. They're calling it Big Air in parentheses. That must mean very exciting. Speed skating, the men's 100-meter four-man bobsled, and then a bracket-style head-to-head format is introduced in alpine skiing. Shawnee Davis, as you mentioned earlier, and Joey Mantia are going to head the U.S. speed skaters. Also tonight, Big Brother Celebrity Edition, episode number 11. House guests compete to win the power of the veto, and then a house guest is evicted. If none of those are your thing, Gold Rush is new tonight on Discovery. I love So they're looking for gold again on Discovery at 9 p.m.
They're searching for gold.
And we'll see if they find it. Today may be the day. You don't know. Also, a new Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. They're looking for Pub Grub. That's headed by, what's his name? Come on. What's the blonde guy's
Guy
name?
Fieri.
Guy Fieri. Why am I forgetting? See, I'm still in Hawaii mode. And that's about it. A new House Hunters International. That's new on HDTV at 10. And really, it's slim pickings, but good news, the closing ceremonies for the Olympics are this weekend, so TV should get back to normal next week.
Yay! All right, musically speaking, let's get a 26 past the hour into En Vogue, the 90s girl group, ladies group, women's group, behind hits like Hold On, My Lover, and You're Never Gonna Get It, Don't Let Go, yada, yada, yada. Cindy Heron Bragg and Terry Ellis were the original members, along with a new member named Rona Bennett, going to drop their first studio album 14 years ago. They had one, and now they're going to produce and release Electric Cafe. Comes out next month. The first single is Rocket. And I don't know if that's what we're listening, because I don't know. I'm not sure about En Vogue. I've heard, I think I remember some of their music, but I'm betting.
I used to love them.
Did you? Why?
Great.
In the 90s, they're just four beautiful voices, and they harmonize so well together. They're, to me, the equivalent, like a female version of the Temptations or the Four Tops, except more modern day. Really? And I really loved them. I remember growing up with them quite a bit. And so I'm excited. I noticed they were going on tour. I actually got a notification about it yesterday when I was catching up on some emails. And I'd love to go see them. I would totally enjoy it. You would love it too, Doug.
Would I? All right, why don't you crank it up for just a sec, Kara, see if we recognize some of this stuff.
I feel like this is one of the new ones, because this doesn't sound familiar.
This is Rocket. Yeah, this is the brand new one that Neo wrote.
I was looking for something that was...
Their harmonies are... Do we have anything older, Kara, that maybe Doug would recognize? Don't you want to be...
They sound a little like some other female artists to me, so I can't place them. They obviously didn't make the impact on me that they did on you, which I'm not the audience for them anyway, under the circumstances. 28 past the hour, the DJV show.
Being led by extremists. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. It's a wonderful convenience to be able to turn on the television and see the news. In just a few short moments, we can be informed about things that are going on all over the globe. But there's a price to pay for this convenience, and it's that we're being inundated with extreme language. Headlines need to grab your attention, like the title of this segment. And to do that, news stations use extreme language that elicits a strong desire for us to tune in. So be mindful about what type of language your brain is taking in when you watch the news, because that language is directly impacting you. Stay informed, for sure, but just be aware of the type of words that are shaping your mind. For more awareness about the world, listen to my podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
snowball fight!
Winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
At the hour, Friday, the 23rd of February, with the DJ V Show. Jennifer and Victoria and Kara are here at DJ V Show, at Jennifer Horn. Comments at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. Today is National Skip the Straw Day. This is something we've been on while you've been gone quite a bit, Jennifer. The amount of this has become very prominent in my mind as I go to restaurants, as any of us go to restaurants. The number, the focus, because of the obvious connection to straws and plastic and waste and where the plastic goes, that sort of thing, which has come around pretty much full circle in the last month or so,
So the harm that's caused to all of our lives, not only marine life, birds and fish and all kinds of things that are now exposed to plastics, whether on, you know, whether they try to eat it, or, you know, birds pick at things like that. If you remember a couple of weeks ago, talking about a whale that was beached and died, and they opened it up and it had like 400 pounds of plastic inside of it, that kind of stuff. You can't break them down, really.
Mm-mm.
Although there are, I think we last year went into in quite a bit of depth how little pieces of plastic get into some cosmetics. It's supposed to be part of how you rough up your skin, isn't that?
Oh, microbeads are in cosmetics, but then they end up in, microbeads end up in the ocean, and fish eat them, and it's just awful. But the real problem is that what it does, when the plastics get into the fish and any type of animals, it disrupts their reproductive system, so they can't actually reproduce. So it's not only just killing and harming the current fish, it's preventing new generations of fish. So it's a huge, huge problem.
And around the
West Coast in California, there's that whole, if you've seen satellite images, maybe Jen, you've seen it, of the, I forget what they call it, like the plastic blanket, and it's all the microscopic particles of plastic, and there's nothing that they can do about it. They can't collect it because it's too fine, but it's dangerous enough that it's, you know, it can kill fish and whales.
So, with the straws, I just think we need to be more responsible. If you don't want the straws, then don't ask for straws. But
why do you need a straw?
I love
unless
having
it's
a
covered
straw.
If it's something you go into a store, you get a covered drink. That's all. Why do you need a straw? When you go to a restaurant, somebody gives you a straw. Give it back. Make a statement.
No, I want it.
I don't
want it. I'll also put it in a trash can. I'm not going to throw it into the ocean.
No, but they can't be recycled. That's why they end up in the ocean and landfills.
I think if you ask for straws or you don't, that's fine. But in California, this is kind of being force-fed down the throat of people, and they're looking at putting $1,000 fines on waiters who hand plastic straws to people.
Yes, they would, yes.
And that, to me, is a little bit ridiculous. In Hawaii, they're using paper straws. I don't know why we wouldn't just switch to that. I can't stand them because it's after a while they get all soggy and it's kind of gross. But if you want to break people of a straw habit, well, then use paper ones. That seems to be the trend.
Why do you use a? Is this your preference?
It's my preference. I also think it protects my teeth.
Ah. Instead of using your teeth getting banged by a hard glass?
No. Instead of it getting, like, from tea, like a tea stain or...
Oh.
Yeah.
You drink tea through a straw?
I've never seen you do that.
Yeah.
Iced tea.
Oh, iced tea. Okay, yeah.
I haven't used straws in a long time. Before I even realized how bad straws were for the environment, I haven't used them because, for sheer vanity, they give you lip wrinkles. You know, like old ladies who smoke, they get those wrinkles all around their lips. That's what straws do, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Huh.
That'll be the end of that for Jennifer, then. Yeah, we're all done with that now.
I'm still a straw girl.
500.
Plus, do you trust all the glasses when you go out to restaurants? Don't you want a barrier?
Look at the glass. If it doesn't look clean, I'll send it back. But it's amazing the consciousness that we need to have now, it would seem, for all of these things, whether it's a clean glass, that's a good point to bring up, Jennifer, or all the straws. As Americans, we use 500 million drinking straws a day. So think
not
about that.
Not a single one of them can be recycled. Mm. That's alarming. And
It just is, under the circumstances, I don't want to get preachy here. There's nothing worse than listening to somebody on the radio or somewhere else say, nah, 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 you should do this, and nah, 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 you should do that, or aren't we great because we do this, nah, 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 nah. I want it to be more of an educational platform for people who understand more, in this circumstance, why it isn't that 500 million are used a day, but what happens to them, the harm that can be caused by using them, and then you weigh in your own mind, okay, do I want to, the fact that California, this is so typical of California. California goes off the edge on everything. It gets to be a joke.
And look at my visceral reaction. Well, forget that. Give me my straw. Look, it didn't bother me at all. Hawaii has come up with the perfect idea. Hawaii has come up with doing paper straws. Okay, great. You give everybody their their sippy cups or whatever the heck they want, and they can have their paper straws in it, and it can disintegrate, and everybody's happy. But when you have me who's sitting in California, and people are just, as you said, being preachy and pushing the stuff down people's throats, well, and then charging people for it, another bit of hitting people in their pocketbook, especially waiters who aren't making all that much money to begin with. I guess maybe in some higher-end restaurants you would. But $1,000 fine for handing someone a straw, that's a little ridiculous.
California is very confiscatory. But then, again, there's a balance here between doing it the right way, having conscience. I'm much more of a believer in education. Tell people why it is that this may not be a good idea, not pointing the finger at them.
Or a lot of times, it's kind of like when we go through drought situations in Southern California, and restaurants will have little signs on the table that say water's available upon request. They don't just put it on the table
right,
and let it go to waste. The same thing could be true with straws. That could be another kind of halfway sort of
well, a lot of
way
places
to negotiate.
Do that now. They will say straws are only available upon request. When we were in our honeymoon in Mexico, the whole resort, it was a Hyatt, and the whole resort had a request only, you know, for straws policy. Mm-hmm. So it's not hard to do. It, like you said, Jen, it's just put up a sign. It's pretty simple.
All right, moving into another item that is trending and people are talking about. It's come out that the school resource officer, a deputy from the police department at this high school in Florida, was outside the school during the shooting. His name is Scott Peterson. No relation to the other Scott Peterson.
No, but how bad of a stigma does that name have?
Right, exactly. He never went in after taking a position on the west side of the building. The sheriff had asked him to step down until they investigated, and the investigation ended up with his resignation, his forced resignation.
Well, he's caught on video.
Yeah.
The whole thing lasted 6 minutes, and he waited outside for 4 minutes. Mm-hmm. So
he heard the shooting. He knew what was going on.
Oh, yeah. He totally knew. He radioed
it. So how could he have stopped it? What is the, if the sheriff looks at this thing the way and everybody else, he is, where is he supposed to be?
He's supposed to be charging at the guy.
No, I mean, generally speaking, what would his position, what would his post, where would he have been normally, just making rounds around the school, or what is he supposed to do? If he's on duty at the school, supposedly to protect the students in the school, then where is he, does he walk around the school building? And how is it that he happened to be where he was when he was there?
I'm sure he's supposed to do rounds. One of the most frustrating conversations we had while I was gone, my family is all political views. Literally half of the car are on the left and half of my car are on the right. And so we were talking about this shooting, and not in a very political way, just kind of having the conversation. And my mom is a retired LA Unified school teacher. So the question to her was, did you have a guard on campus in your later years of teaching? Because early on she didn't. And she said, yes, we had one guard, but he would spend most of his time at Yum Yum Donuts drinking coffee, which was across the street from the school. Mm-hmm. And so for me, what's the point of him even being there? If you're going to have someone that you're putting on the payroll and he's sitting at Yum Yum's, and that was even more disheartening as I thought of that as soon as I heard the story yesterday about how this guy, that my stomach flipped. These people are paid to protect kids on a campus, and they're not willing to make that sacrifice.
But look who's being chosen to do the work. This guy was close to retirement. He wasn't really an active police officer. It was
doesn't
just sort of
matter.
Desk duty.
No,
I'm just saying,
accepted the job.
Why, if you put somebody there, you better have somebody who can actually do the job.
If I don't want to give people alcohol, well, I shouldn't be a bartender. If this guy is saying he's too close to retirement to go in and save children's lives, the kids' lives, then he should not be doing this. And it
he could have even saved one life.
It frustrates me because what we're talking about now is a real conversation about making sure that if a campus doesn't have someone armed on there now, that someone will be armed on there soon. And the people that they're looking for in candidate pools are retired military, retired police, getting ready to retire, are this guy. And I think most people, I'm not trying to put him in the category with most law enforcement officers, I think, would rush into the building. At least I hope they would. But this is a consideration. If you can't do it, you're not willing, don't look at this as a way to just stamp your time card on the way out.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Those people are not appropriate for that job. It's interesting, the The sheriff said that a couple of other deputies were placed on restrictive duty. They're investigating their actions because of the response or lack of response to calls to Cruz's home before the shooting. Apparently, the sheriff's office has been involved in 23 calls. Either Nicholas Cruz or his brother have been in trouble 23 times in the last 7-8 years. So
Since 2008. It's 10 years. Yeah, so in 10 years, 23 times, someone's cops are called to the house. I just don't understand how that does not raise some sort of
here
red
for other
flag.
Police? What's the lesson for other police, for people who are saying you've heard the calls from Washington to have armed police, I'm sorry, to have armed teachers, which is not a good idea as far as I'm concerned. I don't think that's what their job, that's not their job.
It's not their job, but if they know how to use a weapon and they want a concealed carry permit, bring it on. No problem with that at all. There are people who are very well equipped and cool under pressure. It's not something that has to be a requirement, but it should be absolutely allowed on school campuses. Gun-free zones are stupid. They don't make any sense.
I personally,
if I was a mother, I wouldn't want a gun in the classroom with my
kid. I wouldn't send my kid to a school that is a gun-free zone. That is the most ridiculous, stupid, naive thing I have ever heard about in my life. The fact that we think that idealistically no gun violence is going to happen in a gun-free zone is,
I'd be in favor of metal detectors and an armed guard outside, but I don't want a gun in the classroom with my child. It does, too many things could go wrong. They're just, I don't know. I would not want that as a parent.
See, I think the thing that people don't understand about concealed carry is people that go through that process to become a concealed carry permit holder are some of the most, maybe the most responsible gun owners in this country. And if they have a gun, they're not flashing it around. People don't know that they're carrying it. The people that you're walking next to at the mall don't know you're walking next to a concealed carry person. That's because they respect the law and they've gone through the classes and they've gone through the permitting process. And so it's not like it would be, oh, Mrs. Jones, she's waving that gun around. We know she's got one, so that she's now vulnerable to kids going and taking the gun off of her ankle. That's not what the situation's going to be. And I think a lot of people are saying that that's what the case will be. There's another idea being floated around by a school in Indiana where they have gun safes in the classroom and it can be opened by the fingerprint of the teacher or the responsible adult. That I'm not into because I think you can get yourself into a pretty bad situation if someone knows that there's a gun somewhere in the classroom. So for me, concealed carry is actually much safer than having some sort of gun safe or something where a kid actually is aware that there is a gun in their classroom.
But that
means that the person, if it's a teacher, a female teacher, she has to have it strapped to her body at all times.
Well, that's a concealed carry. Yeah, it's in her purse or it's on her person.
If you choose,
it should be on
that's
her
a
person.
Chosen.
Right.
That's a choice that somebody would make.
Yeah.
Right. But I don't know. I think kids are gonna know if a teacher wears a skirt and a blouse. All my friends, I have three friends who are teachers and they dress as teachers every day. You would see a gun somewhere. I just think it's just the kids are gonna know. If kids aren't stupid, they're gonna know who has a gun. Which teacher is a concealed carry?
Do you know when you're walking through the mall or walking the streets of New York? Do you know who has a gun that's next to you?
I've seen plenty of thugs walking with guns. You can tell they've got guns. Yeah,
I know.
I've
they're
seen
thugs. I'm talking about people who have concealed carry permits.
Well, I don't think concealed carry is legal in New York.
It may not be.
It's not.
But you also, there are some federal concealed carry cases. It's like an air marshal on an airplane. Can you tell which guy's armed on the airplane?
Right, but those are federal marshals. I'm talking about, like, Mrs. Jones, who teaches fourth grade.
Right, but I'm saying if Mrs. Jones had a concealed carry permit, she would be kind of on par with the same type of situation an air marshal is, and you don't know who the air marshal is on your airplane.
I guess I'm talking more about fashion. You would see it. Like, you would see it on any one of my girlfriends who teach. The way they dress, you would see a gun on them. You know, it's unless they start dressing, like, in a pantsuit and dress like an air marshal, then fine. Then you wouldn't see it. But I'm just saying, like, I don't think that's the answer.
Well, the problem is we can't seem to come up with an answer. Suggestions galore. All sorts of ideas are being floated around, and that's probably a healthy sign. But getting to the core, the bottom of it, to prevent these things from happening is really what the mission is. 10 before the hour here on the DJV show.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Three after the hour now, it's time for us to take advantage of Victoria's knowledge and experience in the world of technology to bring us up to date on the top 5 items that have, I suppose I could use the word trended, that have been trending this week in the world of technology. Starting at number 5, counting to number 1, Tinder is at number 5.
Mm-hmm. Tinder's taking a page from Bumble's book. Now, what that means is Tinder, of course, is the dating app. Bumble is a newer dating app that is very female-focused. And so Tinder has decided that they are going to make it possible for women to only interact with the men that they message first. This is right out of Bumble's playbook. In fact, actually, Tinder and Bumble have been long rivals since 2012. Two people started Tinder together. They separated, which often happens with major companies. companies, and Whitney Wolf Heard left Tinder and went and started Bumble. And so now Tinder is copying the former partner's idea. So it's going to be the same idea, that the same model that Tinder's always had with the swiping and everything else, but just in terms of protecting the females on the platform, they want to be able to make sure that women are in control so they don't get harassed, they don't get unwanted sexual advances, none of that. Women can actually be the ones to initiate contact first.
Number one, or number five, actually, but getting women to, just this whole concept of, of weirdness for me. Let's keep going. Commentary not necessary on that story. Number four, DirecTV completely tone deaf. What's the story here?
That's a good way to describe it. That's certainly how a lot of social media commentary is going. DirecTV's NFL Sunday ticket package will increase by a little more than 4% for the upcoming football season. That means the basic package goes from $281 to $293 for the upcoming season. Now, if you want the Red Zone channel, that goes up to $395, actually $396, if you want to have the Red Zone channel with all of the NFL games. This is just the dumbest thing, really, I think, and a lot of people on social media are canceling their packages with DirecTV. Last year, they had 2 million subscribers, but, of course, the ratings for the NFL are down, so most likely with a price hike, they will lose more subscribers.
Oh, good move. Good business move.
I know,
number
right?
three, speaking of a business move, Amazon buying Whole Foods, what's the latest there?
Well, Amazon is offering another new perk for its Prime customers who shop at Whole Foods. They actually announced that eligible Prime members will earn 5% cash back on their Whole Foods purchases when they use the new Amazon Prime Rewards Visa card. Now, if you're not a Prime member, you can still get this card if you like to shop at Whole Foods, and you can still get 3% cash back on all of your groceries. This is the first rewards program that Amazon has really tested in a major way, and they say the millennial market loves rewards programs, so this is something that will probably really appeal. You can use it on Prime now, you can use it in-store, online, there's lots of great options for it, so more developments with Amazon and Whole Foods.
Another name, sort of a household name, is Uber and how they've used technology to put together a system around the country, around the world, that seems to work pretty well. If you get an iPhone or a small tablet, anything you can use to get to Uber, mm-hmm. it is a convenient way. I found myself stuck at a lot in Los Angeles last week, and I had to get to the plane, and they had no buses, so I just I went on my app and got an Uber car in 2 minutes, went to the airport, end of story, $6 it cost me.
That's great. Yeah, convenience is, Lyft and Uber, those rideshare companies, there's really nothing that can compare to them. So the latest development with Uber is they have a new program, and they just launched it in 8 major cities. It will be rolling out to other suburban areas soon. It's called Express Pool, and it links riders in the same area who want to travel to similar destinations. Now, Pool is already that's already in the works, and a lot of people use that, but that takes you to your specific drop-off point. You just have to wait longer because everyone gets dropped off. So Express Pool takes you to a common area, and it can save you 75%.
Mm-hmm. There you go. All right, so gun control and the whole discussion of what happened in the high school in Florida has become the number one item this week on social media, Snapchat, yes?
Snapchat had a big week, yes, and popular with millennials, of course, and Gen Z. This has shown that Snapchat's map feature, which had lit up with all of the areas where students were walking out of their high schools in protest, and so it shows that Snapchat's new generation is following the gun control issue, they're interested in it, and they're using the technology to connect with each other. So it was a big move for Snapchat this week.
Big move. Lots of big moves, and we like to have conversation about them here on the DJB Show, where it's 59 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.